Hey guys, it's GPD here on day three, the final day of E3. Of course, we've got Shipwreck and Wombat here, and we also have special guest star Carlos, my friend Carlos, a.k.a. Angry Bananas.
What's up, guys?
A.k.a.
A.k.a. C-Los, a.k.a. Provide Los.
Yes, I don't know what that means, but it sounded legit. So I thought we would talk about what we saw yesterday, because it's the morning of the third day. So here's Shipwreck.
Hello. We started off, we saw, help me with the pronunciation here, Wombat.
What we saw?
Hap-hog.
Hapaji. We saw their new gaming recording device.
And streaming.
Yes, that's the new thing. It's basically the same device that's out there right now, the one that I actually own. But they've added optical in for the sound for the PS3, and then they made it so you can actually stream and put stuff up on Twitch and everything automatically.
Right, and it's an external box, so it offloads everything.
And it's only like, it's $160 for the new one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's not something that I personally would use, but for you guys, it seems like such a really good solution, because I know it's something that you've both complained about is ease of getting game footage recorded and posting it, so.
Right. So that was cool. That looked good.
Then we saw Focus Interactive. So we saw Sherlock Holmes.
The new Sherlock Holmes game.
It looked good. It looks like a modern game now. It doesn't look like it was made 10 years ago.
Right. It's using the Unreal Engine. Yeah, finally it looks good. And it's got a lot of the style from the TV show. So like when Sherlock is, you know, trying to figure out the clues, you see like text appear on the screen and he's... The things slow down, time slows down, and you can like zoom in, and I don't know. It looks pretty cool for considering it's Sherlock Holmes.
Well, it did have a character in it named Black Peter, which did make Shipwreck giggle.
Right, and the woman who was giving the presentation, her name was Olga. She's from the Ukraine. She's a lovely woman. And Shipwreck started laughing when she mentioned Black Peter, and Wombat and I just like totally oblivious, didn't even pick up on it. And the woman starts looking at Shipwreck and smiling, like in the middle of her little speech, and it was so awkward. Like she just stopped talking and just smiled at Shipwreck for like what seemed like 3 seconds.
Right, we were both just smiling at each other, just like waiting for one of us to make a move. Like I think she was waiting for me to ask something, or there was nothing to ask. The demo had literally just started, and she was talking about the infamous Black Peter. And
I thought she wanted a piece of Shipwreck.
I did too. I think what she was waiting for you to ask was, do you want to do it here, or do you want to go back to my hotel?
I don't think that was it.
Do you want to meet Red Jimmy?
Ew, I just threw up a little in my mouth.
I'm sorry. All right, what else did we see?
We went by Hyperkin and checked out the Retron 5. That thing is. Did you check it out too,
yeah,
Carlos?
We have game nights at Giant Robot. Just let listeners know.
In Los Angeles, yeah, for you guys who live here.
So we had they brought the Alpha Bill, but it's pretty cool. It plays Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, Game Boy games, Super Nintendo, Sega, and it's region free, which is pretty cool. So if you have import games, you can play all of them in there.
And it's got an HDMI output, and it looks awesome. It's got all these filters you can put on it to make it look more like you're playing on an old tube set. And it really worked, and it's going to be cheap, under 100.
Under 100, sometime in September is when they're shooting for. And the thing that impressed me the most was it actually has a really nice user interface behind it all.
Yeah, it does. So you could you could bring down the frames if you have like an HD TV, right? I saw that you could also make the screen smaller for it, for the Retron, so it's pretty cool to see that.
And it's got the cheat codes built in because they do the Game Genie stuff now.
That was really cool. And then I saw also that the controllers are Bluetooth, right?
Right. But you can use original controllers as well. Okay. You can plug them in, all the original ones on the side. It's pretty amazing. And it looks like Frankenstein's Monster a little bit because it's got all the cartridge slots and the controller ports. But it's pretty cool. I'm definitely going to get one.
Yeah. The only thing with it was we were getting some lag, but it could have just been because they were using like two extenders on a Super Nintendo controller. And if you've ever done that, you get lag.
Breaks it.
Yeah.
Do you have a collection of retro games that you could use on that?
I don't, but I have access to
Akihabara, very close by.
Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
And they just like everything.
Every Famicom game, Super Potato. What else do you have? Super Potato. You have other.
Super Potato is the big one. It's like the touristy one, but anyway, so it looks cool. might be fun to like stream, and it'd be so easy for game streaming because it's HDMI out. It's yeah.
You just need a hop hog box.
Exactly. Everything's coming together.
Yeah. Keeping on the hardware front, we also checked out the NVIDIA Shield, the handheld little thing.
That's really cool.
We didn't check out any of the Android stuff really that much because it's Android stuff.
Right.
But we did the streaming. I played some Borderlands 2. Wombat played some Skyrim. It works. There's not much latency on the controls to the screen. The only thing was the sound was a little bit off, but that could have just been the
something,
setup.
Something
or something
fucked up. Yeah.
So how does that setup work?
You need a 650 graphics card or higher, okay, and then you can stream over your network to the Shield. And it looks great on the screen. Is great. Controller is good.
The controller is good. It seems like there's a little bit too much for at least me travel between like the right analog stick and getting up to where the buttons are at, because it's all kind of sunken in.
Mm-hmm.
It controls like it's fine, but it's like not ideal. Like
it's not an Xbox controller.
Right. You know what? I found the other issue too with it also was, and again, it's just the way they have it set up. Is I know that Skyrim was on the screen, on the little screen in front of me, but knowing that there was a bigger screen that I could look up by just lifting my head, I'm always going to go towards the bigger screen. So if I'm in my house and knowing that I could sit and play on the same game on a bigger screen, especially a PC, it's not like my wife and I are ever fighting for a PC screen. It's not like a television. I don't see where I would ever use it.
It's not for you.
Yeah, you're the wrong person.
You don't even have the computer. PC to
start with. I
understand
that too.
It's for people who don't want to deal with like an HDMI, wireless HDMI setup, and they want to play in their living room with a controller. They can do it over the network.
That's
or in bed.
I use all my portables in bed, so if I can not play a crummy version of a game on the Vita, like crappy Uncharted, but I can play Borderlands 2 instead in bed.
But you'd want to play Borderlands 2 on a small screen as opposed to a big screen that you have in another.
That's not
the next room.
That's not the option.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in bed. It's not. I'm
sitting in.
But you don't have
right.
to sit in bed. You could sit on a couch.
If I'm going to bed, that's where I go to bed at.
Why don't you stand up when you go to bed?
No. But if you're going to bed, why don't you just go to sleep?
How about you don't go to bed ever?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You don't have to.
Never
go to bed
again.
Every night I go to bed, I play something in bed before I go to sleep.
Okay, well that's a problem that you need to discuss with your doctor. You can't sleep unless you play a game before you go to in bed before you go to sleep.
And he's just giving me an example.
He likes to do he wakes up in the morning and the first thing he does is plays a game.
People read before they go to bed. People do things. People watch the news before they go to bed. Like you literally just go from being awake and then you go and you lay down in bed and then I'm asleep.
He takes his hand and he slowly puts it over his face, brings it down, and everything is asleep.
Sadly, that is not far from the truth.
I wish. I'm so jealous.
What's
I was in
the distance between the computer and the NVIDIA Shield, though? Like, how far can it reach the data?
It goes over your wireless network.
It's the distance of your wireless network is.
Okay, so it's not depending on the PC, it's just through wireless.
That's how I understand it anyways.
Yeah. It's going over your network.
Yeah.
And how was the sound, though, on the Shield?
It was delayed by a little bit, but it had we were using, I don't know.
You can, there shouldn't be any reason why they can't do Dolby Digital over that. Like, because over a wireless HDMI, you can do 5.1 Dolby Digital.
Is it worth $350 for the convenience of being able to play Borderlands 2 in bed for a half hour before you go to sleep?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I think I would rather. I guess it's all running on that Android stuff, so you can't really rip it out. But if
you want that on there, though, because then you can use apps. You can get Hulu on there. I mean, you have a million things to watch Hulu on.
Well, Hulu, I have a TV in my bedroom, so if I want to do that, I can do it on there. But
in other situations, maybe, I don't know.
So you go cheapy, you can play indie games on NVIDIA Shield.
Really?
You go to sleep.
Yeah.
Cheapy loves indie games.
I do like indie games. I bought like 4 in the last couple of weeks.
He's talking about indie games that are on his PC, not Android.
Right, not crummy Android.
Not the shitty ones.
Right. Anyway, so what did we check out? That's all we saw at NVIDIA, pretty much, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's all we needed, needed to see. We played some Saints Row 4 in the afternoon. That meeting's nice because you just go up to their meeting room and they sit you down in front of the TV, and they're like, here, Have a half hour, do whatever you'd like. Yeah. Which is how Deep Silver usually does it, because they did the same thing with Dead Island as
well. That's right.
So it was good. It's Crackdown and Prototype and Saints Row. That's what it is.
That's the perfect thing you could say that makes sense for Saints Row 4. That's what it is. It's everything that was bad about those games, but they took all the good stuff out. Right. And they just said, put it in Saints Row 4.
Yeah, it's got a lot. It's like Crackdown with a sense of humor. And
Crackdown had a sense of humor. It just wasn't as funny.
It wasn't as funny. And it looks a lot better than I thought it would.
Really?
Yeah, I think it looked a little sharper than I was expecting.
I mean, that we played on the 360, and I won't be fucking with the 360 version. Again, that PC.
Yeah.
It looks much better, you know. I had the old one.
It's got the orbs.
It's got orbs.
You could spend the whole half hour just jumping from building to building, getting the orbs.
Yeah, and you can glide. I mean, we had unlocked like certain things, like we could glide sort like from Prototype. Couldn't flat out fly like Superman yet, but I'm assuming you can unlock that. But super jump and
fast run, like the Flash.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever seen anything about seen the game, actually, even like a picture or anything. So I never saw the dubstep gun before. Of course, it was ruined for me on Twitter, but it's pretty funny. It's hilarious. The guy's dancing around and shit.
Did you guys try the other gun? It was like a portal gun?
It was a black hole gun.
It was like a black hole, yeah. If you really look at it, it's cool because you see them shrink completely, like the enemies were just getting sucked in. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the first time I shot it, I didn't know I had a special gun or anything. Like, I was just trying, like, to shoot somebody. I'm like, whoa!
I sucked myself in through the hole because I did it too close. And it, like, yeah, it fucks you up. It doesn't, it's like, whoa.
We checked out another superhero game, too. We checked out Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
That's awesome.
That game was very good. I was playing as Spider-Man mostly, so you can do all the swinging around with the webs anytime you want.
And you were the Hulk, right? You were the Hulk?
Yes, and you can turn into Bruce Banner at will, back and forth. You have to get past certain puzzles.
Yeah, because, you know, you want to be smaller to get through certain areas and bigger, obviously, to be the
Hulk. And Hulk is big. Somebody asked me, they wanted to know if was Hulk really big. And yes, he was very Hulk-like.
I mean, that game, I mean, it's funny because it's like, yeah, I'm getting that game. I already know that, but like with you in Saints Row, but that was really the first time I really looked at it.
If you know you're getting it, like there's no reason to look at it. It's just going to ruin it for you. Yep. Like there's no point.
I know I'm getting Lego Superheroes. I don't really need to look at it.
You mentioned that the PC one is going to look way superior, right?
I had Lego Batman on PC, and it does run a lot better.
And this, you guys were playing on the 360 or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the combat was cool though too. Like, cause Spider-Man, he could actually like get somebody in a web and like fling them around and everything and hit the other characters. So
I just hope they make the unlocking of the characters a little bit easier than they did in.
Please,
Lego Batman.
My God, please. Or you know what? Just let me pay. I'll pay. God, I'm sorry to admit that, but if you say like $10 unlock everything,
I would have said $5. But you know,
I'm being. I don't fuck around. Like you'd probably come up to $10.
Yeah, I might. You know what? If it was like 50 characters, just unlock them all.
It would be. Yeah. There's so many characters.
There
in the
are.
Game.
Yeah, I mean the. DC had like 38 some odd characters or something like that. So yeah, if the Marvel game should have like 50. I want to see some really crazy, weird.
Because the biggest problem with Lego Batman 2 was that they have all these characters, and one, you don't get to unlock a lot of them until you're almost done with the single player campaign, and two, you have to get so many Lego studs to unlock them. It's like impossible. Like no one, and I play that game a lot. Like, and you play it with your son,
yeah,
right, Carlos?
Yeah, but it takes forever because then my kid will eventually lose all the Lego pieces. And
right.
Like start all over.
Right. Yeah. Forget to save it or something.
That game is literally for you to play in the beginning and then give it to him or your kid and then let them beat the whole thing.
Right. Well, we played through the whole thing together, Lego Batman 2.
Yeah. Cool. The good thing about Lego Batman 2 was the open world where I could give the open the controller.
Does this one have an open world?
I don't know.
They're not going to go back.
Yeah, like swinging around some sort of version of New York City with...
I wouldn't be surprised if you end up in S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters and you take little portals to get to each level. I think that's what it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be open world.
Really? Because they haven't said it yet. Yeah. When's it coming out?
Fall?
Soon. Yeah. Soonish.
Okay.
Soonish.
What else did we see? Is that it? We walked around a lot. Yeah. The show seems to be getting less crowded. Which is good because we still haven't actually like been able to play much Xbox One or PS4.
Oh, I played that Halo twin stick shooter Android.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Oh, you know where I read about that?
No one cares.
www.whogivesashit.com.
And you know it's funny because I write for them.
I played a Local Cycle from Twisted Pixel. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's just I wasn't I think there was lag between the controller. It just felt really off. I don't know.
Everything has lag. It feels like every game has some sort of weird lag.
I was playing locals. I was like, that's a good game. And
I couldn't like execute anything. It was like super, super laggy, the control. I don't know.
It's a good game, though. It's solid.
So today we're going to go see Activision, EA, and Bethesda and check out the rest of the show. Those are the three appointments that are most likely to just be messed up appointments, like just scheduled all messed up, all on the same day. So that should be good.
Watch an hour video of how a game works.
Right, yeah. Hopefully that's what's going to happen.
It's going
to
be.
I reserve the right to walk out of anything that I feel is wasting our time. I'm saying that right now. So not to be a dick, but some of these are just really insensitive to the fact that you're there to see a lot of stuff and you have limited time. And
yeah, it's just how it goes. We did go to the Remedy party last night. I got to talk to Sam Lake, which was cool.
Nice.
But nice guy.
Nice. Yeah. And Michael Pachter said he's going to give me a ride in his new Porsche today. So I'm excited about that, if that actually happens. But so, all right, so we'll do another one of these later today. You can hear what we see today, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.